Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for Sunday Morning Alive, a Sunday morning sermon. Here at this first sermon of this new month online, and we pray that you will be blessed today. And I believe you will be, because it's coming from the Holy Bible. It's coming from the Holy Scriptures. It's coming, in this case today, this sermon, from the words in red, from Jesus Christ Himself. Hallelujah. The subject matter that we're going to bring is from the Word of God today. And I want to thank you for coming. We use the word sermon, and some people say, I'm going to get that in church. Maybe you can't get to church. Maybe you're in a church where you don't hear a lot of preaching of the words of Jesus Christ or the apostles. You hear a lot of social, political messages. But friend of mine, what we need to hear today and to give heed to today is what the Spirit of God is saying to everyone that has an ear to hear. The Holy Spirit is active today. Hallelujah. And I pray that He will be active right where you are today. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, beginning with verse 20 through verse 24, on the subject, faith that moves mountains. Faith that moves mountains. Now notice I didn't say mountain moving faith, because there can be confusion about this. I'm deeply concerned when people are trying to develop their faith big enough to take care of the size of their circumstance, instead of using what faith they have and focusing it in the One who is more than big enough to act on that circumstance. Amen. So I'm talking about faith that moves mountains, and I don't want to indicate that our faith should be in the size of our faith that would be necessary to believe God for this great an answer, this great a circumstance to be moved, this mountain of opposition, this mountain of circumstance, this mountain of physical problem, this mountain of debt, this mountain of opposition, this mountain that looks so great. And we look at our ability to believe and we think, my faith isn't big enough to move that mountain. If it has to grow to that size to move the circumstance of that size, then I might as well just not even bother. That's what the devil wants you to believe, that your faith isn't big enough right here and right now. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you saved? Have you come to know Christ as your Savior? Let me tell you something. Amen. That miracle is the greatest miracle that will ever occur in your life, because a mountain of sin debt, a mountain of sin debt that you could never, ever see moved and removed from your record has been removed when Jesus paid your sin debt in full at the cross, and you came to God by faith in His finished work. Hallelujah. For by grace you are saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. By grace you're saved. God provided the grace in the gift of His Son, the unmerited favor and mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. And we believed. Praise God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in God and Jesus' finished work, and you will be saved. Amen. You have been saved by grace through faith. The devil's telling you because of the fear that's trying to grip you And because of your trembling in that fear and you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't have enough faith to believe God for the kind of miracle you need to remove that mountain in your life or to see it moved in your life. Yes, you do, because you had enough faith in God and His promise to forgive you if you come to Him by faith in the finished work of Jesus, repented of your sin. If you're not saved today, you stay tuned because you've got enough faith to believe God for your salvation as you repent of your sin. You can receive Christ as your Savior by faith today and be saved. Praise God. So this message involves an unbeliever searching for truth and a believer who knows the truth but needs to have that truth. Amen. Realized, Christianized in his heart and in his or her life today. So let's get into this faith that moves mountains. Hallelujah. Let's look at it together in the scripture in Mark 11 verse 20. Says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, previously, for time's sake, Jesus came by a fig tree, reached in to get a fig. It's a fig tree. That's what it does. That's its purpose, to bear fruit. And there was no fruit on the tree, and he cursed it and said, why cumbereth it the ground? Why does it draw nourishment from the earth and bear no fruit? There's a whole other message, and we'll bring that sometime. Amen. But they heard him say that, but they thought nothing of it. They thought nothing of it till the next morning when they passed by the same fig tree. It had completely withered and was dead, dried up from the roots. Praise God. Amen. And listen to what Peter said. Let's hear what Peter said. And Peter, verse 21, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, for Jesus, he spoke as God because he was God in flesh, God incarnate. The Bible said of Christ, never a man spake like this man. Amen. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey him? For he speaks not, the scripture goes on to teach, as a scribe and the Pharisee, amen, but as one having authority. Praise God. This was Creator speaking to creation. This was God incarnate. This was Christ who declared, I and my Father are one. He's the second person of the Godhead, but that doesn't separate him from this total unity and union with the Father. Glory be to God. Oh, I'll tell you what manner of man he was. He was God in flesh. God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. Now, you and I are not gods, big G or little g. Can we get an agreement? We need to. Some people are teaching that we should have the authority to speak as God to things. We are not God, big G, little g, or any other sense of that term or that word. He's the vine. We're the branches. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, friend of mine, that's why the scripture begins with, before it tells us about our authority or how to operate and manifest our faith in God, he tells us, number one, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Believe in the heart, but then confess with the mouth. Believe, this is the principle. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's incomplete, isn't it? But with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We believe on Christ in our heart. We confess Him with our mouth. And when we do, amen, the Bible said, if you confess me, Jesus said, if you confess me before men, amen, I will confess you before the Father and His angels. Praise God. Amen. When we declare, I have trusted Christ as my Savior and I am saved. Hallelujah. Because of what He's done for me at the cross. When I confess Jesus as my Savior, He confesses me as His child and His son. Praise God. Oh, friend of mine, confession is made unto salvation. That's why this, we must put our faith in God, and we must activate that faith by making a declaration of faith. Faith must be declared. The apostles put it this way. We have believed, therefore have we spoken. Praise God. Believed in the heart, confessed or declared with the mouth. Amen. When you pray in the will of God, you discover the will of God by acquiescing to it. Amen. Then you have complete confidence that the answer is not just on the way. Amen. It is done as far as God is concerned. And now we continue to trust Him to manifest it in His wisdom, His way, and His timing. Now, I want it yesterday. I'm impatient, and I have need of patience. How about you today? But if it doesn't happen on my time frame, I'm to hang on by continuing to trust in Him. And that mountain that stands before me, in the mountain of opposition, of circumstance, of sickness, of financial disaster, whatever it is, of divorce, of death in the family, whatever that mountain is of circumstance that is so overwhelming that we begin to look at our ability to trust God through it, our ability to believe and find peace in our heart and rest for our mind that is troubled. Amen. Our faith that has taken a hit through the circumstance and our emotions are racked. Now we look at our faith and it is minuscule compared to the circumstance. It may be wavering. I wish that we were all like Abraham who staggered not. You see the doubt? He didn't doubt. Staggered not at the promise of God, but he didn't get there immediately. Initially, there was doubt. Amen. He believed God would keep His promise with Abraham's help. And he took a concubine so that his seed could, the promised seed could come through him. And it caused trouble then. A friend of mine is still causing trouble to this very day. Amen. Listen, but when he came to the place of trusting God and taking God at His word and staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, in his faith and ability to believe. No, that had already shaken. Amen. But his faith in God to deliver on his promise, even when the circumstances were like a mountain of difficulty for it to occur. Abraham, when given the promise, now's the time for the promise to be manifest. He was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years of age. And a double negative on Sarah, she had never been able to bear children from her youth. She couldn't have kids. And now she's past the age of childbirth.
barren. But Abraham fixed his faith in God's promise and his ability and willingness to perform it, even if there was a mountain of circumstance. The Bible said, amen, that he staggered not at the promise of God. When he was 100 years old, past the age of siring a child, amen, when he was 100, and when Sarah was 90, he didn't consider his own body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. Well, what did he consider? He had to consider the promise of God and the fact that nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is impossible to him that believeth that great truth about God. Amen. Hebrews 11 says, amen, the great faith chapter, they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because we believe that this God that we're trusting in, that everything that we see was made by him who we can't see. And yet all of this power of creation and manifestation comes exclusively through him. Have faith in God. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm overwhelmed by circumstances, my faith gets fixed in him. And here, I want to lay something on you. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Strap in. Turbulence ahead. Amen. It's going to get a little turbulent. My faith in my faith can and sometimes does waver. I wish I never staggered at the promise of God. I wish I could just stand so true and never be moved by anything. But sometimes I am moved. Sometimes I do waver. And sometimes I feel like my faith isn't up to snuff. It isn't up to the standard that God requires to answer. Until I read this, and then a boldness comes. Have faith in God. Listen. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, shall have whatsoever he saith. I read three times that we are speaking now with a bold faith, believing in our heart, not doubting in our heart that God is going to act on that mountain. So we go ahead and speak to the mountain, not because of our authority over that mountain, but because of his authority over all of his creation. Praise God. And our faith is in him. Members of Zerubbabel in the old covenant, given a task and a mountain of circumstances was against him to fulfill it. He had the willingness to fulfill that, but he didn't see the faith that he needed to fulfill it. He saw circumstances so overwhelming, in no way he could believe he could fulfill it, until God spoke to him to refocus his faith, not in his ability to believe, amen, but his ability to focus what faith he did have in the one who could and would act on that mountain. Mountain moving faith occurred when God said this to him. Hallelujah. It's kind of like Alka-Seltzer. Remember the Alka-Seltzer commercials of old? Plop, plop. Fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. What a relief it is when we're able to exclusively put our faith in God and not look to see if we have enough faith to believe for the victory in this circumstance, for that mountain to move, but to know that it will move because God, who our faith is in, is the one that's going to act on it. Praise God. And we can speak to it then. Not because we have all authority, because He does. And He is answering our prayer and honoring our faith. So God spoke to Zerubbabel. What a relief it is today. Zerubbabel, the mountain that stands before you shall become as a plain, completely flat like a plateau. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. In other words, Zerubbabel, you seek to obey me in spite of that mountain. I will deal with the mountain. I've got your sixth. I've got your back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, when we put our faith in God, God's got our back. God's got our back. The God who created the universe is going to move by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Some principles here. Faith that moves mountains must be in God. It must not be in your faith. In another portion of Scripture, it says if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, but it's in God. It's not the quantity of your faith. It's the quality of your faith. If it's in God, then the faith you have is enough to move that mountain, because it's God in His awesome, omnipotent power that's going to act on it. Praise God. Have faith in God. It must be in God. They that come to God, Hebrews 11 says, must, it's an imperative, believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. It must be active, for faith without works is dead. I believe, the apostles put it this way, we have believed, therefore have we spoken. For with the heart, the Scripture said, concerning your salvation and mine, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's incomplete until we confess Him, till we declare that we are saved through faith in the finished work of Christ at that cross. We are saved today because of Jesus, and we are not ashamed of the good news that has brought us to this place of faith. For by grace you are saved through faith. Hallelujah. And that's why without faith it's impossible to please Him. He can't even do what He sent Jesus to accomplish for us. That all of that suffering would be in vain unless we repent of our sin and receive Christ as our Savior and publicly confess Him. Amen. People used to say, with every head bowed and every eye closed, no, don't want nobody to see you except Christ. Amen. They're going to call you all these names, maybe ostracize you from their dirty jokes. Goody, goody. Wish they would. Amen. Hallelujah. No, with every eye opened. With every eye open, with every heart bowed, but not necessarily your head bowed. Raise your hand. Stand up. Come forward. Publicly accept Christ as your Savior. Billy Graham said it well when he said, everyone that Jesus Christ called to salvation, He called them publicly. There were no secret agents, I'm adding this, no undercover Christians. Amen. We were publicly confessing and declaring Jesus Christ. When we say to that mountain, be thou removed, because we know that God has heard our prayer, that God has heard our cry. He has seen that our faith, though it be small, is in Him. Hallelujah. Our trust is in Him. Praise God. He's going to act on that mountain. We can go ahead and talk to it. and say, you got to move because I'm not going to move of my faith in God. You got to move because I'm not going to stop believing God. And if it doesn't come tomorrow, it's on the way. Amen. Well, Brother Venable, how long is it going to take? I don't know. Amen. As long as it takes, keep your faith in God. The Bible put it this way in Hebrews 10, beginning somewhere in verse 32, the persecution is now heavy, and it talks about, you know, you're catching it from the world, and you're the apostles and my followers around the world are catching it from the world, being persecuted, but you have need of patience. That word is perseverance and persistence. Amen. You have need of this consistent trust in God. Hallelujah. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For he that shall come will come. Hey, oh yeah, it's in his timing. Amen. He that shall come and will not tarry. A time will come when God will come and manifest that answer. And we must trust Him till He comes. Amen. Hang on. Hang in there. Praise God. Hang in there like a rusty fishhook. Take your stand on the Word of God, and having done all, stand. Stand still and see the glory of God in that answer. See, God glorified. He's glorified when He answers prayer in our behalf. Praise God. Amen. Our faith must be active, and it must be sustained, and it must be declared. If you say to this mountain, and believe that what you sayeth, hallelujah. Three times say is used here. Three times we declare, God is with me, God is for me, God has heard my cry, God is going to come through for me. Amen. So mountain, something's going to give and it won't be God. Something's going to give and it won't be me and my trust in God. So there's only one thing left, and that's this mountain is going to become as a plain, not by might, nor power, but by the Spirit of the living God, with whom nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God, and nothing shall be impossible to him that believeth. Believeth what? Believeth that great truth about our God. Have faith in God. Amen. This coming year, have active faith in God. That is so complete in our heart and crystallized in our heart that we're able to say to the circumstance, you're going to have to move. Not because of me, not because of my faith that's grown to the size of the mountain, but my faith is a grain of mustard seed that is in God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we doubt not in our heart that what we say is going to come to pass, not because of our authority as a believer, but His sovereign rule as our Heavenly Father. Oh, did you hear that today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's because of God and His absolute rule over all His creation. He created the mountain. He created the seas. He created everything that is seen, though He is unseen. But we believe that the God who is invisible is so viable, so real, and He is our God, that we put our trust in Him, and we know what is overwhelming for us, impossible for us, is not impossible with Him. And we've got Him as our Heavenly Father because we've come to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we have been reconciled unto God. We speak to God through prayer concerning the mountain. We put our trust in Him to act on it, and then we speak to that mountain, something's got to give, mountain, you're going to have to move, because God is not going to back up from what He has promised me in His Word to hear and to answer. And I'm not going to move in my faith in Him. So something's going to have to give, and it won't be God, and it's not going to be me either. Hallelujah. So mountain, I doubt not in my heart. I don't know how He's going to do it. I don't know when He's going to do it, but I know He's going to do it. So be thou removed, cast into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. And if we don't doubt in our heart that what we are saying right then, because of that faith as a grain of mustard seed in the great grace, goodness, and power of the God that we serve, is going to act on that circumstance, because He is our Heavenly Father. And He's also the God of all flesh and the Creator of heaven and earth. And is our Abba Father. Hallelujah. Oh, today I encourage you, amen, not to give up on God, but rather have faith in God. Believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder in His timing. Cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. I hope this encourages you going into this brand new season this year to have and keep your faith in God. He will not fail you, and He will not fail me. We've come this far by faith, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Praise God. If we trust Him and continue to trust Him, the devil knows he can't stop God. So he focuses all his energy on keeping us from being consistent in our faith in Him. Oh, get in the Word. Get in the person of God in His faithfulness and power, grace and love. See Him in the person of Jesus Christ. Get in the Word of God, the promises that He's made that are yea and amen to them that believe. Amen. And let's see victories in this year. Mountains moved that look like that they would overwhelm us, but we, in fact, will overcome them in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the privilege. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. As Isaiah said of old, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the heritage, in every tongue, for this is also a weapon, a great weapon against us, that rises against you in judgment, shall be utterly contemned. This is the heritage, the birthright of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness. Righteousness is of me, saith God. Satan can pick you and me apart, because we are not perfect. But when God grants His righteousness to us, when He puts it to our account, it's unquestionable. But when we're right with God, no one can accuse us any further. Our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. And they're expunged from our record. And they can't be brought up against us any further. Our shortcomings, our failures. Oh, friend, today, if you're without Christ as your Savior, the Bible said you're without God and without hope in the world. You're not right with God. You can't call on Him. But you can call on Him to be your Savior. You can come to Christ. You can repent of your sin. You can be reconciled to God. You can call Him Abba Father and know that He hears you. And know that the mountains that surely will come in your life will be moved, and you will be able to see the great victory that God and God alone gives His people in Jesus' name.